California Innocence Project client Kimberly Long was released from prison a year ago after spending more than 7 years in prison for a crime she did not commit.
My name is Kimberly Long. I spent 7 years and 3 months in a prison for something I didn't do, and I was released June 10th, 2016. My day-to-day life is sometimes hard, but most of the time I'm so grateful and I have so much gratitude and I'm so humbled by this experience. I live really fast, honestly. I stay completely busy. I don't take anything for granted. Sitting in traffic is wonderful for me. It's better than sitting in a prison cell. I go to school. I have 2 part-time jobs. I volunteer at 2 nonprofit organizations. And I spend as much time with my kids and my folks as possible. If I would go to a dinner, people would be discussing lives, their lives, and I couldn't relate to any of it. Everybody had jobs, vacations, talking about just every day. And I had no clue how to fit into that when all of my experiences in the last 7 years have been prison related. I think the difficulty in adjusting to my life with my children, it really was because when I left, them being so young, they had soccer practice, I was making dinner, I put them to bed, I read them stories, we went on vacation. Coming home, they're grown adults. They have their lives. My daughter's engaged. My son is living on campus. There's no more homework. There's no more prom. All of that is gone. I don't make dinners anymore. They don't even live with me. So trying to find my purpose in their lives is just heart-wrenching for me. Most of the time is absolutely beautiful, but there's an awkwardness in the beginning that shouldn't have been there. That awkwardness should never be there between a mother and her children. But we're moving past that. I've been home for just a little over a year now, and our relationship is flourishing, and we're just ready to move on. You know, the things I missed, I can go on forever about the things I miss when it comes to my children. You know, my son was, I didn't see him go to junior high. I did not see my son go to high school. I did not see his first date. And I missed his high school graduation by a few days. You know, my son's had a few losses in his life, and I've missed those as well. My daughter, I didn't get to see her prom. I did not get to see her graduate from junior high, high school, or college. I missed her first love, her first crush. She got her heart broken, and I missed that. I wasn't there for that. I missed a lot of ups and downs in her life, you know, and that's, you can't get that back. You cannot ever get those opportunities back. But I try to make sure that I don't miss an opportunity today to make new memories with them. Where do I see myself in 10 to 20 years? I will be doing what I love the most, and that's being a nurse. I've always wanted to be a nurse. I'm just so passionate about helping people. I can see myself still working for the next 20, 30 years as a nurse. My perspective of the world since I spent that time in prison is untrusting. I have a really hard time trusting people around me. And that's something that I'm not sure will get easier or not as time goes by.
I'm Justin Brooks, the director of the California Innocence Project. To learn more about our work and the people we have freed from prison, go to CaliforniaInnocenceProject.org.